In the words of Zayd Raad al-Hussein, the world is on course for a human rights earthquake amid multiple abuses all over the planet. Speaking at the start of the Human Rights Council's 31st session, the UN Human Rights Commissioner highlighted the five-year-old Syria conflict where thousands risk starving to death. And despite the protection offered to people by international human rights law, these norms are still being violated shockingly in multiple conflicts and with complete impunity.
Hospitals, medical units and healthcare personnel are afforded special protection under international humanitarian law. But at least 10 hospitals and other medical units have been damaged or destroyed in Syria since the beginning of January, more than one every week. And on several occasions, a second strike has hit rescue operations. The repetition of these murderous attacks suggests that some parties to the conflict are targeting medical units deliberately.
The UN Human Rights Chief also pointed to continuing abuses in more than 15 other countries affected by conflict, before highlighting the plight of migrants who he said faced hostility, disarray and a rising roar of xenophobia all over the world. And Zayd said that 10 years after the Human Rights Council started its work in Geneva, it was essential that it develop stronger ties to the UN Security Council in line with the increasing role played by human rights in global development. That sentiment was echoed by Mogens Lichtoft, president of the UN General Assembly, who said that the Human Rights Council had become a vital part of the United Nations architecture. At the same time, Lichtoft also warned of some immense failings since the United Nations was born: famines, mass atrocities, and catastrophic climate change. Looking ahead, the president of the UN General Assembly made reference to the key role the Council should play in encouraging member states to implement the UN Sustainable Development Agenda.
There can be no sustainable development and no long-term peace if people's rights are violated or ignored. Now the daunting task of implementation is before us. National governments must determine what they will seek to change, and international platforms like the Human Rights Council must consider what they can do to support the overall implementation and accountability.
This focus on development and peace are at the heart of the UN's human rights upfront policy, Lichtoft said, with its pledge to integrate human rights throughout the United Nations and focus on prevention. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.